Okay, Parshas Kisisa, starting off with a beautiful piece from the Chamudei Daniel. Kol inyanim shel Parshas Truma, utzitzaveh huasiyas haMishkan. So everything we've been discussing in Parshas Truma, utzitzaveh was dealing with the Mishkan. Umaiso egel ushviras aluchos ne'amarim rak b'Parshas Kisisa. Emnon perish Rashi, but Rashi explains in Muktam u'ucha b'Torah. And the Maiso Ego Kodim Letzibu Melechus HaMishkan Yomim Rabim Haya. And really, this parsha, the discussion of the Ched of the Ego, happened way before the other parshios. Shaharei B'Shiva Asa B'Tamas Nishtabru Aluchos U'V'Yom HaKippurim Nisratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael U'L'Macharos Hischilu B'Nedavis HaMishkan V'Hukam B'Echad B'Nisan. So, Shabbos HaBetamos is when the first Luchos were, then the Yom Kippur. And then what? They were, after that, they started collecting money, and the Mishkan was put up on the first day of Nisan. HaRishonaka Rashi. Shalom HaRoth Seder HaIruim Shabbat Mikran. Nevertheless, even though, as far as the Psukim are concerned, Cheta Egel and the Sinas HaLuchos, Hisrachshu Kotim HaTzivu Yal HaMishkan, She'ein muktam u'mucha b'torah v'nimsa she'nismana Aharon. And what you see from here is that Aharon was appointed to be the Kohen Gadol miyad li'acha sheshtatef b'maaseh ha'egel. It's a little bit different than we discussed last week. The missing name of Moshe was the fact that it was going to give back to Moshe. Aharon had lost the kahuna. And Moshe really was deserving to receive it again. Nevertheless, here we're talking about something totally after the Cheda Egel's the Dafka, when Aaron was appointed. V'chemevuim b'parshas Ekev be'esahu. Amar Hashem elai psol l'cho shnei l'cho sabanim g'rishonim. Be'esahu. Hivdil Hashem es Shevet HaLevi. Only then God separated the Shevet HaLevi l'seisis Aaron b'ris Hashem. Amalufnei Hashem l'sharsa ulevaruch b'shmo ad hayom hazeh umesuder hadvarim mashma shadavka b'chlal. So now, and this is his major point, and because of this, davka b'chlal ha'aron chot v'hovel esasiyas ha'egel nidnalo ha'kahuna g'da'ola v'nisman l'yos manan b'Yisrael. Be an amazing approach. Davka, because of the Cheda Egel, he was now going to be the Kohen Gadol. L'peirushach samsof, apitivei hachovas v'alavavos, shelefamim mo'il l'tzadik aveira achas, she'osa yosem mekol mitzvot. So there are times that there is a greater benefit for a tzadik of an aveira which he did than all of the mitzvot. It becomes metaphysical, becomes a change in his personality to such a point that he's now worthy, or he changes his personality to now grow. It's almost as if it was causing him. And this is what helped him to be a leader. What does that mean? The Gemara in Chulin says, Yisrael, Chushkani b'chem sha'afilu, I'm amazed by you. Sha'afilu b'sho sha'ani mashpi lachem gedola, atam ematam atam lefonai. When I think you're great, you put yourselves down in front of me. Nosati gedola le'Avraham, asher lefronai v'anochi afo v'yefer. L'moshe v'Aaron, what did they say? V'nachdu mo. L'David Amar v'anochi tolas v'lo ish. I am a worm, I'm not even a person. Haresha osam gimel tzadikim heviyu gimel madregos ba'anova. Avraham Amar v'anochi afo v'yefer. And Moshe said, "V'nachnu mo." And David HaMelech says, "V'nochi tos v'lo ish." Be osam gimel madrego shel anava. What does it mean? Efer ma tolas, heim barashe tevis emes. וזהו שדיבר הנביא בשבחו של אהרון לישי מה שנפשו בחיר העגל. תורס אמס הויסה בפי, what does it mean? כלומר שדווקא הידי שחיר העגל, שקונה אהרון בנפשו אוסם גלמדריכוס, because of that חיר. We'll see another parish soon that the idea was that sometimes the chait itself, the anivus, when you realize how low you have come from something, that's the impetus to change. That's the impetus to grow. Shalanava shesimanim emes, efer matolas. Go to Beis. It's an amazing approach. I've seen many people quote this Chamudei Daniel, because it's a beautiful approach to say Davka, because of the chait, he was able to grow. It's just such a Musa Haskel for us. V'lochen Isa b'gemara v'rezara. Amri v'shur ben Levi lo asa yishol esa egel eli tein pischom peh lebali tshuva. V'shur ben Levi says that Klal Yisrael did the chait of the egel, whatever this means, but it's because for help, it helps us for bali tshuva. Hare shalom nichshul b'nei Yisrael v'aharom b'chaito egel miratzonam elabal karcham kidei lahadrich es haba'am achreim b'darchei tshuva. Went against their will. Who perished by Sevi Shvili Pinchas? Al piha de Isa b'mishim b'Rosh Hashanah. Ze haklal. Kol she'ena mechuyi b'davar. Ena motzi sarabin de chavosov. If you're not chayiv in something, then you can't be motzi somebody else. U'b'sefer bal shem tov. B'hagos mekor ma'im chayim. B'ir shachachem she'ena mechuyi b'atzmo. Ein lo shum hishtatfas in a hamon ha'am. He's going to develop this in a halachic method, but I think also we could just think about it. A member of Soloveitchik explained, the reason why Mashiach ben Yehud ben David is the ultimate Mashiach versus Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef HaTzadik. HaTzadik doesn't, certain tzadikim, they don't understand the Hamonam. They're so above us. They can't understand. You know, I think I told you last week that someone asked the Rav, as a question, he says, yeah, I forgot to say Yalva Yalva, and he says, I don't even have a sugga. What do you mean? What were you thinking about during davening? Or my father-in-law, he says, when I asked him, like, what happens when you come late to shul? He says, what do you mean? Who comes late to shul? My brother was like that. You know, I have two brothers, two older brothers. My oldest brother's really like me. You know, I'm a less, you know, I miss class, this, that. I wasn't interested. The middle brother was a goody-goody. You know, he always went to class. He understood. He did all the homework. He couldn't understand when he would tutor me. He couldn't understand why I couldn't get it. Why? Because I wasn't interested. But my older brother, who was like me, you know, he cut class, this, he could have a hasaga. It's the same thing here with the tzaddik. Shekivin shu eino nofa min madregoso ba'atzmo, meaning, sometimes the tzaddik himself has to fall off his high level so he can be metaken others. This tonight's theme I want you to show is like also themes of leadership. What it takes to be a leader? Kimo l'mashal, mishamunach berefesh, berotzo chaver l'hatziv, someone who's found in the garbage, and a friend wants to help him. If you want to save him, you got to get close. You got to get a little dirty. You're going to stay away from it on the chof, on the surrounding area. You're not going to get dirty. You're not going to be able to help him. V'chein arana kohen nichsha b'chei to egel. K'dei sh'yiyye b'b'chinas Mechuyev b'davar. I think the way I look at it, because it's a very difficult concept, it's not that you can't be chote. You can't, you know, put yourself into a place where you're going to be a chote in order to save someone else. But we're talking about the ramifications sometimes. The Gam Kosev b'Sefer Tiferes Shlomo. And the Tiferes Shlomo says, Shalachain Moshe Rabbeinu Oded is Aharon, Karevel Mizbeach, Vaasei Eschatotve, Esel Schov, Vechaper Batchov, Vearom. What does that mean? Shohi Aharon Bosh. Aharon was embarrassed. Vyorle Geshas, he didn't want to come close. Amala Moshe Loma Tabosh, Lekach Nuchata. That's why you were chosen, because you can now, you can now emulate. You can now help. You can now sympathize with the people of Rochotim. You can show them how to do tshuva. V'rotzu loma she'ein la'aron l'sbayesh l'geshes al ha'mizbeach b'glal she'statei b'chei to'egel. Ki l'kach nevchata. That's why you were chosen. Kolomer, ha'bechira shalcho b'zeh lachto ho'yso rak l'tovas hadar. You send only for the good of the nation. Kidei sha'ata tuchel l'chaper b'adam. Ki ein ata yochel l'chaper l'am rakim ha'to gam kein m'chuyev. You also have to be mechuyev in the chait, mechuyev in the kapara. Be also dover, but zorach ato lechaper gam ba'adach. Uchidei lemale tafke ze bedafke nevcharta. And that's why, for you to complete that task which you were chosen, lios kohen gadol betchila. V'chei mashme v'gemara b'chagiga, shahamad, we'll skip this. V'yicharav, to go to Gimel, v'yicharav Moshe, also with Moshe Rabbeinu, it's unbelievable chiddush that he's going to say here. Ubesefer Tshuaschem, the lashon of Rav, Beer, Shemahai Tama Kishara Moshe Rabbeinu Sacheda Egel, who is Rageiz Vashibas Aluchos. He got very upset, and he broke the Luchos, Gedachsiv, Vayhika Shekarval Machane, Vayarza Egel, and Machulos, Vayichar Af Moshe. Moshe got very upset, so Vayishlach miyada v'saluchos, Vayishbar osam tachas har. Ulechora temua, it's somewhat questionable. Lomo yetzorach Moshe Rabbeinu l'shbar osaluchos b'chlal? Hare higyuni yosel hanichem l'shmar alehim? Why doesn't he take him? Put him aside. Ades man shebnei Yisrael yiru'uyim lasos tshuva. Until Klal Yisrael is ready and they've done tshuva. Why do you have to get upset? Why is he getting angry if you're going to break them anyway?
When he saw this great pgam in Bnei Yisrael shechotu, be avoda zora hishtokek letakein osam ulachzirim b'tshuva,
he realized, as the leader, as the banig, he wants to be machzer them to tshuva. However, kedei la'alosam, ha'yitzorach li'yos mechuyu b'dover ba'ofen, shehume eina begam shlehem. In order for this to accomplish, he had to be mechayiv himself also. V'lochein choshev Moshe Rabbeinu eitze b'nafsho. V'yichar af Moshe v'yishlach miyadav es haluchos v'yishar barosam. The Isa b'Gemara, why hamishaber kela b'chamaso? If you break something out of anger, yehebe necha ovde avoda zara. Nimsaki ayidei shachara apo, because Moshe Rabbeinu got upset. V'shiber es haluchos ze kaviyachu keilo over avoda zara. Me'ena b'gam shebnei Yisrael she'asu sa egel, just like Klal Yisrael. And we see from here, umotzina miyadazu gam b'Mordechai. Right after Purim Katam, the Siva Yavar Mordechai vayaske cholash atzivso olav Mos Esther. Uperish Rashi vayavar Mordechai adas lisanos biyom tov rishon shepesach. He fasted on the first day of Yontov for Pesach. Shisana be yidale tesvav tesayim benisim. Shabi yom yidgal gimel nechtevu haksvarim. Hari shem Mordechai yisana be yom imtovim shapesach v'erev pesach. Afal gav shasal lehasadnus v'hem. Even though you're not allowed to fast. Uvesefer ksav ofir. Heitziyah shem Mordechai osa kein bedavka. Kidei leschaye v'atzmo b'yisurei achila b'osa ofam. Shehischayvu b'nei Yisrael kaleha ba'osa hadar. Just like, what did they do? They were over the Issa of the Kalim during that time. Ayyudei shenegum v'suhuda shechavashero. Mid Issa b'gemara megillah ha'onah shemarachai ha'isol lahadrach. As b'nei Yisrael heichlasos tshuva. Venera now, but we see another beautiful piece, but we see, and at the end of the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yashakach, Yashakach Shashibarta. How does that fit in with this pshat? Venera shalom nivchar Aharon lehiyos kohen gadol, elu l'acha sheshtate v'hobel sacheta ega ba'atmo, v'klal shetzeh hochiyah shehu hayamuchon l'msar chelek maruchoni yashalom. He was willing to sacrifice a bit of his own spirituality l'tova sacherim. Sha'aram rachata ba'ofen hazeh kedei lahadgir zamtarchi hatshuva l'Yisrael. Zeho simen shemanhigas amitas. The fact that he was a chote, he did this in order to make to help other people to do tshuva. The Gamosha Rabbeinu, he gie l'shir gedulaso kemanhigan she Yisrael rak acharei shevkdei lahatzos b'nei Yisrael. So too with Moshe. How? Be'akvas cheder egel hu hayamuvan muchan l'msor es harachuni yeshalo. He lowered himself by doing it through the anger. Now, raise my name. Umehai tam, and for that reason, Mihir Moshe Rabbeinu lahastik is garasa shekadabarsu. He ran to stop the anger of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The sieve, v'nakelo yinake pakod avon avos abanim abanei banim al shleishim v'ribeim v'yihem asher v'yikod arzo v'yishtachvo. Because of Eben Ezra, what did he do? Riki moach amru, ki miya Moshe kasher hiskir reviim. Shelo yom chamushim zos ta'os gedola. What does that mean? Ki ain abdas so velish a yifso. What do you mean? He interrupted the Kaddish Baruch Hu. How could it be? Shes yavstik as divrei Hashem be osho yimadaber gehoyu ben moch l'shayso. Avalachus kuni nokat shemiyah Moshe Rabbeinu l'hasik as the Kaddish Baruch Hu be'emta devarav kidei shelo yamshech es haonish al chamisha doros. He begged them, don't punish them until the fifth generation. Avol im kein yesh lo havim be'emes heich Moshe Rabbeinu. He is ponov lafri la Kaddish Baruch Hu be'em tzedvar. How do you do this? How do you get involved? How do you stop the Kaddish Baruch Hu? V'chol osach hem bevata hu bebechin as mori b'malchus in chayiv misa. U'kamo shehikshu ha'eben Ezra. U'perish ha'chsam sofer. Shebe'emes ha'yechayiv Moshe Rabbeinu misa. Yeah, he was Chayv Mitzvah doing this. Avon b'bnei Avos Yisrael, ho yemuchon l'msor nafsho kedei lahagbil es ha'onesh, hamiyuad lohem lahatzol es ha'dor ha'chamishi. He was willing to do this to save Klal Yisrael. V'lo zocha Moshe Rabbeinu l'karnei ha'ho b'luchos ha'rishonos, ela b'ridoso mehar Sinai gam ha'luchos ha'shnius. When does he receive it? Only at the second luchos, k'dechsev Moshe lo yada ki keren arbanav. Kiven, why? Sherakish hetzliach b'mesirish nefasho lahatzal am Yisrael mechatosam. Only when he was successful to save Klal Yisrael from the chait, nikma ma'amado k'manhigan she Yisrael. Ulefizeh, and according to this, yesh l'hamtik lama ha-Torah misayemes ha-ma'inyah sh'shviras ha-luchos. Why is the shviras ha-luchos? We always thought the shviras ha-luchos, he didn't want him to get punished, you know, as a nesuin, it should only be as a kedushin, as a penuya. K'desiv l'chol hayara chazaka l'chol hamor ha-gadol asher osa Moshe l'neichol Yisrael. Perush Rashi l'neichol Yisrael shenasu libo l'shparas ha-luchos sh'nema l'el v'ashav l'neichem. The scheme of das hamakom adata, Kaddish Baruch Hu would agree with him. He said, "Yashikar for what you did." Shenema sheshibata yishak hachacha sheshibarta. But tzarach biur amai hadgisha hatorah shviras haluchos. Why does the shviras haluchos shehu heifech tovatzon she Yisrael? This is the opposite of the goodness for Klal Yisrael. Ulachora ein zeh me hamasim hagadolim Sha'asa Moshe Rabbeinu. This is not the great things that Moshe Rabbeinu has done. Ava Yesh Loma. She'iru ze be'emes hu echad mei hasisagim hamrashimim b'yosef shel Moshe Rabbeinu. This is one of the greatest acts of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shebi oso shah niskala shehu manhig amiti. At that moment, Moshe Rabbeinu was revealed to be the leader. Shemuchan lahakrev chilek maruchani yeshalo letovas azulos. He was willing to sacrifice his own spirituality for the best of Klal Yisrael. Shuchat be'ofen hazeh, he sinned in this matter, rak bechtei lahatziv es atzom b'makom, sheyuchal la'azor u'lahatzos b'nei Yisrael mechatosom. Leader doesn't lead from afar, he comes close, he's been part of Klal Yisrael. Sacrifices his own life, sacrifices his own spirituality, in order to save the Hamon. Zegufa garam lo his chaber in b'nei Yisrael b'yoseh. And that's how he became close to the Klal Yisrael. Sha'al yedei horadas atzma hu tzliach legadol ulahanheg oso. The next paragraph in Cain, you see from here, nimsa sha'inyan shal manhigas eino nimdad kifima sha'roche sha'ada ba'atzmo elarakifima sha'hu meitiv lachirim. Greatness of a leader is not what he gathers unto himself, but what he does for others. Umakrev b'shvivam. Zeh d'chzeh v'yom hareini noz kvodech. Show me your kavod. V'yom ani aver kol tuviyo panecha. Hare shebikshu Moshe Rabbeinu l'roz his kvodo shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to see the kavod of Baruch. He wanted to see everything about Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'makom zeh herelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu is atov. Shu osa b'shvil acherim. He says, look what I do for others. The greatest honor, the truthful honor, shall hamanig mugda rak kvi hacheset shehu osa b'shvil acherim. V'gam isa b'gemara b'chagiga ma'idach siv kisusay chayin yishmaru das v'tari yivakshem epiyu ki malach Hashem tzavakos hu im doma rav l'malach, if the rav is doma l'malach Hashem tzavakos yivakshem tzavakos epiyu. You should follow him. Vimlav ayyavakshatar mepiyu. What does that mean? Your rav has to be like a malach? B'tzorach biyir be'eze inyan chiyiv harav lehi yos domen l'malach. U'biyir sefer hamakna. Makna famous in Makna and Kedushin. Dehod d'dima meharav l'malach inyanu t'chsiv v'nasati l'cho mehalchim b'en ha'omdim ha'ela. Ki adam nikra mehalach, a person is considered walking ayyidei asku b'torah who mahalek b'chol yom b'madreg l'madrega, k'dechsev yom l'yom, yabi omer. V'hamelachim, but what does the malachim do? Nikram omdim, they stand. Sh'omdim b'madrega achaz k'sho sh'nivro, when they were first created. V'kavonis rav yochne sh'rab b'sho sh'malam li tamidav, yasim kol magmas panav, l'halos is tamidav, u'lasvirim b'panam yafos. The whole function of a rav, of a rebbe, that he stands still. And his teaching is not for himself, but for his talmidim. Below yashav be'osa shah to elis l'yona atzmo, ki machshav aliyos atzmo hu magnios aliyos talmidim v'tzorach liyos be'osa shah kemala chanikra omen. Okay, there's one last piece, maybe we'll just skip it. It's also saying as far as Mordechai, maybe for the last bit on page 6. But we'll skip that. But it's something to look at, how with L'rov Echav. The O of Yisrael, on page 7. Also a very similar idea, along the same lines, of how does a leader, how does a manhig deal with the chait of the nation? Ana chata ha'am hazeh chata gedola. Ulchari yipale. So the Abdul Rebbe says, v'chi Moshe Rabbeinu lo v'shalom raya mehemna. Who's Moshe Rabbeinu is the raya mehemna, the shepherd. Yekatra ga Yisrael chas v'shalom. He's arguing with God. He says, "Oh, it was a big chate. What? if you're defending me, I didn't. You know, it's not so big, not so great. Don't get so upset." V'halo kam upamim masa nafsho avurim. Uvi yosa tamu v'halo balavakish lachanim pnei Hashem yisbarach sheyimcho lahem. V'ada rabba hayitzarcha zahakten chatam b'chol avshari. You're begging forgiveness for them, so you should try to minimize it. Kideishi is male sheilasa l'mchol azari Yisrael. V'la'od ella shehidil hachei b'yosa ba'amra chatal gedola. Achein, however, kashe yaskil v'yisbonei ha'adam libo. Yeda, if a person would think about it. V'yavim be'emesh she'ein l'cha onesh l'over avera yosa godom and avera haspa. The greatest punishment that a person can have is when you realize yourself the tragedy of what you just did. Hainu, kishi yisyashe b'dato heitev. When you wake up in the middle of the night in sweat, when you think to yourself, how did I do this against the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Your shoresh, your source of life, v'nafal l'toch haklipos hachitzonim rachman l'tzlan, v'az vada yislabesh b'kusha gedola, v'achna rabba v'yismali resa v'ziya b'chalkala. That's when you realize you lose yourself. V'az yischare b'chol avava b'emes halaba. That's when you have real charata of what you've done. V'kabel al atzma y'az v'hola shelo yoshev od chisla. V'rak yagdil es atzma la'asos kol ma'asav v'nyonav v'mutam rav v'yishav hadas. Moshe Rabbeinu was arguing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what are you going to punish them? They already punished themselves. They realize how far they are from you. Amro zal uschar avera, avera. But as afias will be also ace kol anashim shema kol anashim be only even if you punish everything in the world. Yaktim be'ein of migodo ke'ev libo, and that's P.S. Moshe Ribono v'shalom. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to argue from Mefayis to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ana chata gedola. These people have come so close. They saw the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Kriyas Yamsuf. They've come close, so close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they realized the Chet HaEgel of how far they had fallen from it. Once they realized that, that was the greatest onus they could ever have had. Umaleim Busha. V'charata, v'chol levavam leval yeshiva od lasos kazos. Again, it's similar to this idea that all of a sudden Aaron was the chosen after the Chet HaEgel, because that's exactly, he was able to have rachmanis on the people. He was able to now to realize himself, look how far I have fallen. And now they got him to pick himself up, to become greater of a leader. The Ovi Yisrael says the busha that they would have had. Page 8, the Igrut the Kala, the Bnei Yisachar. Also a very similar idea, but different. He was arguing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu when he said, Chet Chadola. So he says, Mefarsh ki b'mitzrayim ha Yisrael b'shefel ha-matzav. I should do it just a little bit earlier. The first part, Be'oruch l'chaim, on the Pasuk says, Lama Hashem yechra b'cha b'yamecha asho tseisam yez mitzrayim. Yesh lahavin lama hizkir Hizkah Moshe Rabbeinu Ata B'Tfilasa in Yitzir. Why is he talking about Yitzir's Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Bnei Yisachar explains, Keep in Mitzrayim Ha Yisrael B'Shefel HaMatzav Ad Shebi Yitzasim Hayo Aleihem Tanas Halolu V'Halolu. What do you want? But they were just in Mitzrayim. And by Kriyas Yamsud, the Malachim said, Halalu b'nei Avod Azara, v'halalu b'nei Avod Azara. V'yakeinor m'moshe she'ein zeh tema. What do you want to go to Kaddish Baruch Hu? V'ein kantan aleihem, kol kach eichigi Yisrael l'masha osu. We have a tie-in with them, what they, how they were able to do this. Ki yeim amcha v'nachlascha she'hotzeitzcha mi'mitrayim. One second, he just took him out of Mitzrayim. Shahayim mishukaim sham b'mem tars shari tuma. It wasn't 50 years ago. What was it? 50 days ago. Earth l'chaim mevara pi masha perish ma mahakosav ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim avadai heim asher otzeisi osam eretz Mitzrayim. The Gemara says b'sman she Yisrael osam esonu shalmakom nikra ambanim. When they do the ritzon of the makom, they're called banim. And when they don't do the ritzon of shemakom, they're avadim. V'hinei b'mitzrayim ho Yisrael, b'shef l'matzav, they were very low. K'moshe katzav, es orim v'ariya. K'moshe hoya katra goz aleihem, halol v'halolu. Alkein hoya nikram b'eis ahi, b'shem avadim, they were avadim. Ki v'shlo yosim ritzon of shemakom. Emnon, but nevertheless, Rom Sha'afal Pikainu Tiyosam Hashem Yisparach Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, you took him out of Mitzrayim then. B'shishidat Marachos B'osiyos Mosin with all the Nisim and the flows. U'muchach Mizeh Sheyishrael Shayachem El HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Ofen Sheba'olam Yemashiyah. And that's what it says, the cause of Kili B'nei Yisrael Abadim. Rotzaloma af be'esha ein osim resonu shemakom he nekram abadim v'gam oz heim shayachim al hakadosh baruch hu ha raya ki avadai heim asher tzeisi osam es mitzrayim kolom be'es yitzias mitzrayim he yugam kein bebechiras abadim. And that was the taina of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zeu shatam Moshe Rabbeinu lama shem yechrap. Why are you getting so upset? Hainu avshen naflu ata ma'od. Ve'eino simrsonu shamakom. Ah, yeah, even though they fell, don't get too upset. Ki halo asher hotzeisu me'eretz Mitzrayim. Kein hoya be'eis yitzias Mitzrayim. That's how they were when they left Mitzrayim. Hayu gam ken bebechina azu. Ve'af al pi kein hotzeisu sam. Mishim bekoach gadol v'yod chazaka. Right, that's what we're going to say. A kol gadol v'yod chazaka. You took them out. The chipazon, because any other second, one more second, that would have fallen to an abyss. So these are those people. Harezu hochacha sha'afim ein osim rison shamakom l'kachosom la'am. And moreover, you see from there, you took them even though they weren't worthy. So they're not worthy still. So now you still should be able to accept how they could do the tshuva. The Sfas Emes introduces another idea. Very interesting. And he asks very simply, why were the luchos given in a certain way where it was sure they were going to be destroyed? With all the, it wasn't done b'tzina. Interesting. Rav Soloveitchik explains that why do we break the glass under the chuppah? Everyone says, Zechli Yichurban Yushalayim. There is a Yalkut Shimoni that says, no, the reason is Zechli Shviras Haluchos. And the Rav explained, really, he doesn't quote this Vasemis, but this idea also from Rashi, because the first was given with a lot of fanfare, and the second one was given with Sina. And there's almost like a message to the Chassan and Kala to act in such a way, b'tzina, with modesty. Rashi says, on page 10, the left-hand side, Ein l'cho yofem en atznias. V'kasha loma lo nosan gamma rishonis b'tzina. Why was the first one given in the way of tzina? Tzina. Ava b'vadai shneim srichim shebavadai b'rishonis hoyu b'nei Yisrael b'chivu tzadikim g'mon. Sfas Emes is going to say the first ones were necessary, even though they for sure they were going to fail. But you mechonam lahatos kol habruim eli is levi sparach. ulafarsim kavim machus divit tzadikim. And they were ready. They were ready to mefarsim the cover the machus yisparach ba'olam b'parhesia. They were going to tell the whole world to be able to accept the Torah. Kasher kacha yiratzon avinu Avram b'tchila. Achen kasher amalek harashi yamach shemam. Heitil sa'or be'isa. Remember that Lashon sa'or be'isa from Brachas. Heitil sa'or be'isa. They put the yeast. V'ikiv hatovah mekol umas asher nidcho ayadam. K'mo shekotav reishis ha'goyim amalek. It's the Amalek. They still influence Klal Yisrael. U'k'mo shekotav. V'nafla gam b'nei Yisrael mislavas harishon. And they brought us down to a point that we were able to be part of the Cheda Egel. It's the second time he had to do it with Tznius. Mikomakom Gaza Emes. Kilula Hislavas Hakodem Befirsum. The first time you do something, even if you're going to fail. You can't go to the second time without going through that first moment. You have to do it with all of your might. Raka yedei shekvar hekdimu b'kolei kolos neskayim achaka chatzinyas. V'zeh lima ledoros, and that's something to teach for generations to come. Ki betchila tzorach lehiyos v'hislavas otzim. The first time you do something, it has to be with hislavas. Ve'im ki lo yiyen eshazos, haslavas davar shakayama, and even if it doesn't succeed, but it left a roshem, and kol zehu atzav gam limei harida chaka. It stays with you, even when you fail. Ve'emes ki mukudam hayu b'nei Yisrael, lemalim en etzav amamish kemal kashar. They were much greater. U'kamo la'asad lavo shiyu avodas habara yispar b'var hezia. Rak ba'olam hazeh, tzorach lehios be'ester. But here, in this world now, we have to do it with sinna, be'ester. U'bevadei haratzon tzorach lehios be'ein tova, l'shtoki l'farsam kavod shema yisbar. Very beautiful musa of the Sfasemes. It's not for naught. It's not that you look at the first luchos that they were just lost. It wasn't accomplished. There's so much to learn from it. It's still a way of how to approach life. Even if you don't succeed, you just have to give it your all in the first shot. Two more pieces. One idea is from the Meshech Chachma. Also another idea as far as what it takes to be really a manhig b'Yisrael. The Meshech Chachma says in the Pasuk Yitzayin, Vayishma Yeshua es kol ha'am b'reel, Vayomer Moshe kol milchama b'machna. What does that mean? What did he hear? Unbelievable, Moshe Chachma. He goes from the story that we see in Maseches Tainus. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were chavrusas, and Ilfa was a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham. Later on, the Gemara says Ilfa was like he would go and say to anyone, you know, stand on a boat and say, ask me any question. Ask me any question, I'll give you an answer. This is the Balabas. The Balabas. The Habagarsi Baraisa, the Chikal Humilsa Tuva, also Trey Malachi, they were standing there, and two Malachim were over Rabbanim, Hashares, Shamidam, Achad, Chavre, Nishte Alayu, Haiguda, Venaklino, Shamanicha, Chayelam Abba, Vaoskim, Chayisha. Wanted the Malachim, wanted to kill them. Rabbi Yochanan Shama, Rabbi Yochanan heard it, Ilfa lo shama. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ilfa shama mamiti? You heard anything? Ilfa says, lo. Amad medishimi ana ve Ilfa lo shama, Rabbi Yochanan says, since I heard it, and Ilfa did not hear it, shma mino le didi kaima li shaisa. That means I have a certain, the moment is for me, I have to accomplish something. The Khan Roy Hoyali Yeshua. In other words, that's why Rabbi Yochanan became Rabbi Yochanan, and Ilfa became a businessman. And that's what happened to Yeshua. Linkom Nikmas Hashem Kihu Nilcham Becherav Amalek. He was the one who fought with Amalek, Vizesha Amakom Milchama, Hayesavasha Amalek Ba'od Hapam, Lilacham Be Yisrael. The Ein Zaro Shel Esav Nofel Ela B'Yad Zaro Shel Rachel. He heard the call. He was ready to go fight. He could arm a Perek Yesh Nochelim. L'kach Oyad Yeshua Shabba Me'Ephraim Ben Oshay Yosef V'Yomer Kol Anava Nochi Shama. Yeshua heard this. Yeshua could hear. That's when V'Yishma Yehoshua. Sometimes also the leadership is, you have to be able to hear the voice. You have to hear the voice of the Malachim. You have to hear the voice of the people. You have to be able to hear what the tzar of the people. What are they thinking? What are they saying? What do they need? That's what it was. And Rabbi Yochanan was the Rosh Yeshiva because he heard the Malachim. Ilpa wasn't Zocher to because that wasn't his Mahalach. He wasn't able to hear the godless of all the people. The last piece has nothing to do with the leadership. I mean, we've seen some beautiful ideas. The Chamudei Daniel is that the reason why Aaron was chosen, Moshe, you have to be able to identify with the tzar of the people. And even to be a chote at times in order to be the mechuyev, the idea of that. And the Ohev Yisrael also says that just to explain in your arguments with the Kadosh Baruch Hu to understand that the arguments that they suffered enough. They knew what their onus, they knew how bad they were. And that was enough of a busha. Also, how to argue for someone with Bnei Yisachar, when the Bnei Yisachar was also talking about that, what are you getting upset with them? These are these people, that's who they were coming from. Comes to Megadim Chadashim, has nothing to do with it, but a different idea, but I saw that I think something, Kilo Yireni Adam V'chai. Salavetia has a beautiful shot about this. Kilo Yireni Adam V'chai is talking about that Moshe Rabbeinu says, tell me everything. I want to make a copy of it, I'll just say it by heart. You know, tell me, I want to hear everything about you. I want to know everything. I want to know the reason. The Tzadik V'Rolo. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, Kilo Yireni Adam V'chai. I want you to remain an Adam. I want you to be a person. I want you to see, if I explain to you why this person had to die, if you knew, if we understood, imagine, we're going to say, but when it comes to Purim, then when it comes to the Nodav Yehuda, Slach explains that right now we say, Baruch Atov HaMeitiv, and we say, by Mason, we have another bracha. In the future, we're only going to have to say Atov HaMeitiv. Why? That's because it's not going to be death, and that's not the reason. Nodav Yehuda explains, because in this world, we don't know the reason. We don't know the reason what happens. In the end, in the world, in the future, we'll understand everything, why it had to happen throughout history. Can you imagine if you understood why everything had to happen? Why would you daven? You wouldn't say Tehillim for someone. No, he deserves it. This is a reason. Or he didn't deserve it. But this is necessary. And that's what the Rav says, that is the meaning, Kilo Yireini HaAdam. A person can't be a man, B'chai. The Megadim Chadashim says something, I never knew this, not that it means anything, but I think it's also just to think about it. This is Sifrei, the Pashas Balasa V'chem, the Torah's Kohanim, Kohanim, V'yikra, Devar, Nedava, Matam Lo, Kilo Yireini HaAdam B'chai, Chai Einem Roeh, Avorohu b'shas misa. You can't see the Kaddish Baruch Hu when you're alive, but at the moment of death, you're able to see the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The fun of Yechro Kol Yodei Ofen Nafshel.
How would anybody possibly know that?
How do we know anything in Kabbalah? How do we know all of the Masorah? And there's a lot of the Sfarim are saying this. I don't know. I guess it's something to think about. Imagine the very moment of death, you see the Kaddish Baruch Hu. V'perchei de Rebbe Eleza Isa Eina Neshama Yotzis Managuf Achi Torah Shechina Shenema Kelo Yireni Adam V'chai V'cheinu B'yachah Perishat Parshat Kisa V'ayinu B'viya Radal. The Perchei de Rebbe Eleza of Zohar Kodesh. And the next two pages he goes through in his ability, I love the Sefer, the Megadim Chadashim, and he's just an unbelievable, prolific writer. how much he can encapsulate. He goes through and says, everyone who sees it, only tzaddikim. And he answers by showing everyone sees the Kodesh Baruch Hu on the way the Shasa Misa. I thought it was just a very interesting idea, you know, just to end off the evening. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Yishkach.